Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That is Jabulile J with Miracle Worker, bringing us to the third and final hour of the show. I've also got some real information on the risks of social media and its effects. See, it's festive times, and I know it gets really hectic. Like earlier on, I was sharing with you of things that you could do during this season. I know it's not always the most favorable idea to take your kids through school at this time of the year, but trust me, it's going to benefit you greatly with your children, especially if they're having a bit of a struggle at school. But also within that, there's also this habit of us as parents just allowing our children to sit on gadgets. And it can really be dangerous at times. So Anke de Beer has got just that for us, discussing the risk of social media and its effects.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Good day, everyone. Welcome back. Today we are going to talk about the risks of social media and to understand the effects of social media. We're probably going to do it in a 2 or 3-part series. But yes, let's start at the beginning. We have to understand the risks of 21st century children. So the questions that we need to ask ourselves is this. What is the nature of modern childhood? We have to say to each other that children today and the life of modern childhood is so much different than when we grew up. I am in my 40s, so my childhood was much different than children today. When I grew up, one thing that my mom said to me regularly is, "Go play." She literally chased me out of the house, and me and my brothers and the neighbors, we had to go play. And that is exactly what we did. We knew that we had to go home is when the sun was setting or when the street lights were coming on. Then it was our indication that, listen, you have to go home. Or the mother or the parent of the children that you were playing at, that mother will say, "Listen, you have to go home. It's dark outside." So that is what we did. We played a lot. We had imagination and we were naughty and we built houses and we played with cars. And this is something that I really do not see in a lot of children today, them lacking this absolute world of fantasy and imagination. And this is also really one of the things that is excessive screen time is robbing children, is having imagination and having a fantasy. But that is something that we will specifically discuss when we talk about gaming addiction. So yes, what is the nature of modern childhood? We can say to each other that a lot have changed. A lot have changed digitally. That's true. But then we also need to ask the next question, what has not changed? There is a lot that have not changed. You know, the Word of God have not changed. The Bible is still truth. Truth will always be truth. Discipline, for example, have not changed. Having a routine have not changed. Children that needs 8 or 9 hours sleep a night have not changed. So yes, we need to discuss that as well, that even though modern childhood is different, there is a lot of things that still stays the same. I do understand that after COVID, a lot have changed. But you know what? It's not COVID anymore. We are years after COVID and we need to reboot to how it was before. So we need also to ask the questions, but how can schools work together with parents, children, and communities? This risk of the digital world, this digital dilemma, is not only the responsibility of the school, for example. It's not only the responsibility of the parents as well. It is something that we need to work together. I was talking with a mother the other day, and her daughter was sending nudes to the boyfriend, and this is something that children unfortunately does a lot. Even though you do not want to realize or think that your child might do it, they unfortunately are doing it a lot. And for children, sending nudes or sending selfies is actually just part of their normal. But nevertheless, this girl was underage and she got caught out, and there was a lot of repercussions for her with regards to this sex texting and sending nudes. And we will discuss in this series of social media the whole subject of sex texting, but not on this episode, but I promise that I will get there. But nonetheless, so this girl's cell phone was taken away as part of her punishment. She's in a high school, quite good high school, and 15 years old, and her mother took her cell phone, like I said, as part of her punishment. And at some stage, this girl came back to her mother saying that, listen, I need my cell phone back because the homework and the information and the worksheets is coming from the school on my WhatsApp. So the school is sending this information on the WhatsApp groups. And she said, listen, but I need my phone back. So this mother was not happy, obviously, giving her daughter her phone back. So she went to the school and she had a serious conversation with the deputy principal. The deputy principal at that specific school was also the principal who was enforcing the discipline. He was also the head of discipline. And this mother explained to the deputy principal her dilemma, saying that she cannot give back the daughter's phone for various reasons. And also one is that she needs this girl to understand that there is consequences for her actions. So the sad story is that the school said that keeping children safe online and what children are doing online is not the school's responsibility. It is the responsibility of the parents to make sure that the children are safe and they are not involved in any risky behaviors. And then, unfortunately, the school cannot change anything with regards to sending images or sending messages or homework on WhatsApp. So this is also one of the dilemmas that we are facing today. A digital dilemma. And in a lot of schools, we see that where the parents do not want to give children phones or access to WhatsApp, but because of the communication coming from the school sides, that the children need to have their phones. So what now? How do we navigate that? So that's why I say that we need to answer this question: how can schools work together with parents, children and communities? Also, how can we protect and guide children while still allowing them to be children and learn by making mistakes? And the last question that we need to answer is, how do we help children and youth thrive in a digital world? From episode 1, I explained and I said that I do understand that we cannot just take away the phone. It's not a permanent solution. It can be a solution as a punishment or as a consequence, but at some stage you need to give your child their phone back. But so then, how do we help our children to thrive in this digital world? One thing that we do see as a side effect of social media is isolation. In the counseling room, I see this a lot, especially with regards to teenage daughters. One of the case studies that I want to discuss with you is a girl. She is in grade 9. Her mother and father is not divorced. She is one of two daughters. Not a bad household. There's not any financial problems. But this girl is an introvert. This girl is a bit overweight, so she feels like she doesn't fit in. She gets mocked or bullied because of her weight. So because of that, she finds solace and she finds escape into social media. So initially, she was just on social media for a couple of minutes a day, 30 minutes, 40 minutes a day. And because of the dopamine that it secretes, so we will explain to you the effect of social media and how a massive amount of dopamine is secreting in the brain. And that's actually what you get addicted to. You get addicted to too much dopamine, which is the chemical in your brain or the neurotransmitter that drives pleasure. So obviously when you are depressed and you get bullied or you feel like you do not fit in and you are on social media and your brain secretes these feel-good, happy hormones, you will feel safe and you will feel more that I am fitting in there, also that you can hide behind a screen. Nevertheless, because of too much dopamine and this girl escaping to social media, her screen time escalated and escalated and escalated. She was referred to me by the teacher in school because of depression and because of her negativity, and her math marks had dropped significantly. So also, when a child's math mark drops, it's a good indication that there is some emotional problems. So you should always check for the math mark. All right, so her math marks had dropped. She's very negative. She's depressed. She has trouble maintaining relationship with her peers and friends. She said there was conflict at home. There was conflict between her and her sister. So basically her whole life was falling apart. When I talked to this girl, when I saw that she's depressed and anxious, having interpersonal relationship problems, hating herself, being overweight, my first question to this girl was, how much is your screen time? And it was a lot. It was more than 6 hours a day. So today, I want to point to you this danger of isolation. It's one of the effects of social media. There's a scripture in Proverbs. It's Proverbs 18 verse 1, and it says that whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire, he breaks out against all sound judgment. There is an awesome book written by Sherry Turkle. The book's name is Alone Together. And I want to quote from that book. It said that we are lonely but fearful of intimacy. Digital connections and the sociable robot may offer the illusion of companionship without the demands of friendship. Our network life allows us to hide from each other even as we are tethered to each other. We'd rather text than talk. And she also said that we expect more from technology and less from each other. And whenever we expect less of each other, we inevitably drift further and further from each other, leaving us isolated and lonely. But what draws us into the spiritual shadow of isolation? The Bible says it's our own selfish desire. Just to refer back to the scripture, whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. So whenever someone leaves or avoids the community he needs, he has been lured away by sinful desires. Desires for privacy, of autonomy, for comfort, maybe for ease, money, sex, even for the vindication or vengeance. At root, it is our own desires that divide and isolates us. So we need to be careful about social media and children isolating themselves. Just to get back to my story. So when I realized that this girl is isolating herself, and like I said in the scripture, seeking her own desire, hiding behind the screen, I called the parents in for a parents meeting. And I needed to explain to her, listen, your girl is negative and depressed and feeling anxious, and she has relationship problems because of too much social media, because of too much screen time. Just on a point of interest, for a teenager, the average screen time should not be more than 2 hours a day. And that will include their homework, and that will include the WhatsApps and the messages. For a primary school child, you can give 1 hour a day screen time. For the ages of 2 until 5 or 6 years old, 20 or 30 minutes a day screen time. But that is screen time where you are present, when maybe this boy or this girl is sitting on your lap and you are watching a story or a program or a documentary. And when it's over, you can take the screen away. And children under the age of 2 should have no screen time. It's really, really harming and hurting their brains. So what is the dark side of social media? We see that really that anxiousness and anxiety and fear is really, really rising amongst children. Research is saying that stress among young people are the highest in the last 80 years, that teenagers are in a depression epidemic, that depression have raised with 70% over the last 25 years, and that eating disorders have doubled in the last couple of years. So what are some of these negative effects of social media? Social media can cause serious mental disorders. Some of them I can list for you. It's ADHD, depression, narcissism, body dysmorphia, anxiety, voyeurism, obsessive compulsive disorder, schizophrenia, and the end of the day, addiction. There is 5 reasons why social media is not smart for middle school children and younger. First reason is you must understand that social media has an age restriction. So the minimum age for most social media accounts is 13. Kids younger than 13 on social media had to lie about their age. And that is really where my first problem gets in. If you are under the age of 13, then either you have lied about your age, or maybe a mom or a dad or a relative have created a social media account for you. This may influence how comfortable they are lying down the road. Kids' brains are highly vulnerable to apps designed to be addictive. This is also called social media. All successful social media apps work on the principle of giving users a hit of dopamine in exchange for new and fresh content. Secondly, social media allows kids to focus solely on themselves. It exaggerates this self-obsession. Middle school children is a time where kids feel that the whole world is looking at them and judging them. Social media only exaggerates the worst of it. Third, on social media, kids see a distorted view of reality. On social media, kids are not only influenced by their peers in the circle of friends, but there is a pressure to keep up with the trendsetters from all over the globe. For an impressionable mind and for a developing self-esteem, it can feel like they will never match up. And then social media pushes kids into risky behavior. Social media is a predator's playground. And predators are experts at giving kids the attention they are looking for. There is 3 C's of risks of social media and the internet. The 3 C's stands for a content risk, a conduct risk, and a contact risk. The content risk is when children get exposed to unwanted sexual content or harmful content or online fraud and marketing. The conduct risk is your child's own conduct online. What is your own child doing online? Maybe your own child might be the bully. And then the last C is the contact risk. When your child gets in contact with bullying or predators, when their privacy is breached, or even when they are sending or receiving nudes or selfies. A question that I get often asked by parents is that how can I be involved in my child's digital life, especially social media, without them hating me and without me feeling like I am spying on my child? A lot of parents will say, I hate going onto my child's phone because I feel like I am spying on them. But how can you protect your child against bullying and pedophiles and shame without being a cyber spy? You should never see that you are invading your child's privacy when you are monitoring their screen time. You should also know there should be no such thing as your child having a password on his or her phone, and you as the parent is not allowed to have access to that password. You should know what that password is. And if they change the password for whatever reason, you should also know what the new password is. Please also take note of the fact that WhatsApp, for example, can have a separate password. My question always is that when you have a password on your phone and it's such a secret, what is the secret that you are keeping? What do you not want me to see? So if there is a password and that password is kept secret, you as a parent should actually then go and investigate. And then I can actually push this theme of a password even further, and I can ask the question, between husband and wife, for example, is there a password on the husband's phone or the wife's phone that you as the marriage partner does not know? It shouldn't be the case. There shouldn't be any secrets between the two of you. So yes, just to go back to the concept of feeling like a spy, what I teach the parents often is that you should not feel like a spy, but you should rather see yourself as a watchdog. Think about the concept of a watchdog. What is the work of a watchdog? A watchdog protects. A watchdog makes sure that no harm is coming near the family. A watchdog makes a noise when there is danger. And this is exactly your role as a mother with regards to screens or screen time, is you should be the watchdog of your child's phone. Why? Why should every parent monitor their child's internet activity? Because of online predators, cyberbullying, the dangers of sex texting and breaking the law. You should protect their personal information because of identity theft, to safeguard their reputation for viruses and malware, and then also to limit screen time. I'm going to end off this podcast here in part 2 of understanding the effects of social media. I will give some screen time guidelines for parents. We must understand that our brains were not designed for constant notifications, endless channels, multiple apps, 40-hour week plus 5 social events, text messages, emails and WhatsApp. No wonder we feel overwhelmed, frazzled and on high alert. We should slow down, turn off, reschedule and delete whenever we can. I'm going to end this podcast here for today. Thank you for listening. Please join me in part 2 when we're going to discuss screen time guidelines for parents. Have a good day.
Reliable and relevant radio at the push of a button. Download our app now and listen online to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.